Hey, Big Love fam, welcome to Super Freak. This is a high vibe podcast, y'all, exploring all things frequencies, how they govern form, shape our realities, and are the key to living from your full potential. It's non-woo convos about super woo shit, unpacking what I call the science of self, from body and soul literacy to the power of understanding vibration, higher consciousness, quantum physics, and spiritual psych. Let this podcast become a resource for you on your journey to self-mastery. If you're curious and ready to free your mind, unlock the body, and truly become limitless, then you're in the right place. I'm your host, Tally. This is Super Freak, awakening for the next gen. Let's go.
You want to know why some of your manifestations are coming true? I'm about ready to tell you. A lot of spiritual teachers on this app that are teaching manifestation don't understand the true mechanics of it. And I'll tell you the difference. So all these new age people are having you focus on your thoughts and your belief systems, and all of that's great. Some of you guys are going another layer and talking about your subconscious beliefs, which is also great. However, the idea and the concept around quantum entanglement and quantum leaping somewhere else in order to materialize things into your life instantaneously is where things get really dicey. First, it is literally all about resonance. If you understand the mechanics and the physics of creation, everything is in a resting state. Everything is just possibility and probability. When you are looking to create something, you have to be in alignment with the thing that you want to create. And that has everything to do with coherence. So this is what people are not talking about. So when you are in coherence, that means that the resonance that you are can maintain the frequency of the life and the things that you want to create for yourself. Some of you guys are putting these huge dollar amounts that you want to make on your vision boards. You're creating these big lives that you want to have for yourself. And I think that is absolutely fantastic. And I feel like you should continue to do that. However, if you are not doing the internal work constantly to create a larger container for that life that you want to create, you're at least 4, 5, 6 versions away from being able to handle that life and the energy that comes with it. So practical application looks like this. Set your vision for what you want to create for your life, okay, in short increments, and then make very approachable and very attainable things inside of those vision boards for you so you can stay the course and be consistent with it. Because if the life that you're trying to create is a version of you 5 years from now, you're going to give up. It's just the nature of humans. But if you feel like you're maybe a version of you away or maybe a pace and a half away, you can kind of create that life for yourself, then do that, because you need to start building trust with higher self. That's the biggest fallback here. We are atrophied. We are atrophied in self-trust and self-belief. So we don't actually believe in the biology of belief. We think that things are outside of us, and we have focused so much on the mental plane that we bypass brain-heart coherence, which is absolutely critical for bringing things and calling things into your life. You have to believe it, see it, know it, feel it without a fragment of a doubt. So because the universe does not operate or recall or create a feedback loop with doubt, it has to have an energetic charge emotionally to bring all of this particle of possibility into a quantum structure for it to come into your field of resonance so your nervous system can create that simulation for you. Rewind that and listen to that again. But if you guys want more information on the mechanics of manifestation, let me know in the comments and I'll do a series on it.
Thanks so much for listening, you guys. Please make sure to leave a review and follow the fun on social media, because that's how it works in this world. In the meantime, get your freak on. I'll see you in the next session.